A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Happy Friday and welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which by being influential, innovative, and progressive, It's a Thing is reinventing a wholly modern approach to podcasting. The show has redefined luxury for the 21st century, further reinforcing its position as one of the world's most desirable podcast houses. Thank you for joining us.
Gucci.
Gucci, in case you didn't already guess. Gooch, it was the Gooch.
Ah, is that the about Gucci Gooch?
About Gucci. Hmm. Also, we really need to start calling ourselves a house.
Yeah, podcasting house.
Podcasting house, that's beautiful.
That's podcast house. Feels like, you know, like a very official, traditional podcasting location.
Classic. It's a classic.
I'll be headed over to Podcast House.
It's like a hype house, but yeah, forget that fashion house situation. We're one of the great podcasting houses.
Thank you, Producer Rich, for that. That's amazing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, speaking of Producer Rich, Producer Rich is from Ohio, mm-hmm. and Poland is LARPing him. Mm-hmm. Maybe not him specifically, but found
just
this.
Take a minute to digest that sentence, if you would.
Found this on Twitter from Penn Bursafield just days ago, and I had to immediately text it to all of you. Mm-hmm. In Poland, there is a LARP group that role plays as contemporary Americans. In the tweet, they are doing Ohio. And it just looks like pictures of people in Ohio.
I mean, it really freaking does.
Yeah.
Like, it really does.
Fourth of July LARP.
They've got cigarettes. There's a makeshift boxing ring set up. There are lots and lots of American flags. Someone's drinking a Heineken with a face mask on. Like, the beauty kind. Not the kind. Because they don't allow the other kind in Ohio.
And a tank top getting handcuffed by the police.
There's a baptism. With a Letterman jacket. I mean, the clothing here is like perfection.
Mm-hmm.
If I can just jump in
yes,
here.
Please do.
With the
please.
Ohio expertise.
Native Ohioan viewpoint on this.
I will say, this is a little bit south of Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say.
However, the
most appropriate for my neck of the woods, Ohio, there is a photo of a gentleman in a Tim Couch Cleveland Browns football jersey with a cigarette, just kind of just and looking listlessly with like no hope in his eyes. And that is really the uniform you will see around Cleveland for, you know, about, I would say, 16 to 17 weeks during the year. So that's that was like pure perfection.
Oh, it's incredible. The family photos are amazing. I mean,
the only giveaway is the license plate.
Yeah,
on it one really of the cars is like, oh, that's a European license plate.
Otherwise, you'd never know. The American Gothic factor is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, is there another culture that is LARPable? I mean, of course there are. And it's probably offensive.
Yeah. I mean, go to an Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
That's like what we're, we think we're doing.
Yes, you know, we're totally, right. Fair. Good point.
I don't care.
It's incredible.
Never considered
Ohio so LARPable.
Yeah.
So it's funny too, because Ohio's on a big Chamber of Commerce like marketing kick. I don't know if you've seen the
billboards. Your business like, in Ohio. It's
amazing. Yeah. They're like ports, infrastructure.
It's good enough for Intel.
Buzzwords.
There's one in LA. Yeah. There's a huge billboard in LA that's like, LA is making movies. Ohio's making moves. Like, they're like snotty.
Yeah, like, as if movies weren't like a million-dollar industry that keeps large parts of Los Angeles employed.
Slash America, slash Vancouver. Yeah, right? It's just like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. No, Ohio, you got this. There's one in Silicon Valley, too, but I can't even remember what it says because the movie's one made me
Silicon Valley's make eating chips, making chips. I don't know. Ohio's better.
To be fair, what really the subtext is Ohio, it's cheap to live here. Yeah, we really can't put that in a billboard, you know?
Why not?
It's true.
I mean, why not?
It's cheap to live here, y'all. And we have universities and stuff.
And ports. If it makes you feel any better,
we get Ohio in Ohio. We do get some California marketing stuff on TV, but we mostly get Michigan, and they're all ads narrated by Tim Allen. It's very weird.
Come to Michigan. Huh. I don't know. Pure
Michigan is the slogan. Pure Michigan.
We got trees and lakes.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, I think the ports thing is funny because people do think of Ohio as landlocked if they know nothing about Ohio. So it's important ports. To dispel that notion.
And I tell you what, we're going to find that Northwest Passage. I'm just putting it out there. Okay. We're going to make some headway on that, I feel like.
But side note, are the Ohio billboards a sub thing?
Oh, yeah.
Because I looked it up to try to find one real quick. And as of January, there's literally an article in like the San Antonio newspaper. What's the deal with all the Ohio billboards in Texas?
Here's what you need to do, Poland. You gotta reproduce these billboards.
You do the weird shade Ohio billboards.
Ohio is for leaders.
Is the one that the Austin one says, keep Austin weird, like very high cost of living weird. Like they're so bitchy.
I'm not sure if that works. Does that work?
Yeah. It's written by someone's mom who's still in Ohio, judging their kid that moved to Austin.
Because I lived to Austin. Keep Austin Weird was a little bit of an eye-rolly thing, even when I lived there. And so now it's kind of like, oh, yeah, keep Austin weird. That's a thing people used to mean. And then the high cost of living is just kind of, it's like, I'm not sure if that one works. Not sure if that one works.
Okay, now I'm on the website. OhioIsForLeaders.com.
Come north by northeast to Ohio, Austin.
Amazing. Some states are built for followers. We're building for leaders. When you hit your last straw moment, Ohio is here.
Ohio, you're rock bottom.
I don't know exactly.
That's along the lines of Delta. Gets you there.
Gets you there. Hurts. We try harder. Oh my God, that's incredible. You know what Ohio...
Which was Avis,
okay, so it didn't even work. Oh, wow. This is incredible. You know what I'm loving right now? I'm loving these Ohio vibes.
Oh, yeah. What are these vibes?
Ohio would really be a vibe shift from Austin or San Francisco. And then we would talk about it a bunch because apparently vibes is now the new metric by which we measure everything.
You're absolutely right. Justin Robert Young talks all the time about when he's covering primary election stuff in person, he's a vibe sniffer. He's sniffing the vibes.
That's disgusting. But also, yes, though. Yes. I mean, we have literally had people on This Week in Startups who have described themselves as vibes investors.
Wow.
That is a real thing.
This is just a good vibe thing.
NPR in the Planet Money newsletter has a headline from May 31st earlier this week. Fear the vibe shift. Are we entering a recession?
I remember a time when vibe was dated.
Right.
Right. Because vibes has its roots in late 60s, early 70s, right? Ooh, man, they feel those vibes. Groovy, man.
Vibe shift.
And then in the late 80s, saying vibes, you'd get a little snicker. Like, oh, yeah, such a hippie thing to say.
Yeah.
When did it drift back into mainstream buzzy wordness?
I don't know, but apparently it has become, according to Mashable, predicted all the way back in June 2021 by trendcaster Sean Monahan, the aforementioned vibe shift is known as a period of in time when one trend dies and another emerges.
Yeah. And vibe shift is definitely a sub thing I've heard as well. People talking about the vibe shift. Yeah.
It wouldn't exist if we weren't talking about vibes, which we apparently are. All the time.
You can't have a vibe shift boat without the vibes ocean in which it navigates.
Yeah. Vibes. Vibes, bro. Like, I'm just sort of not, it almost became ambient so fast.
Yeah.
That I couldn't even really point to where it emerged, but it emerged long enough that it, you know, a year or so ago, they were talking about vibe shift.
Going totally on memory here, but definitely it was like when I was in high school, early college, saying vibes was the snickery part. And I remember a time, probably when I got to San Francisco in the 2000s, but maybe late 90s, where people were saying vibes and it wasn't snickery. And I was like, kind of taken like, oh, I guess we're saying that again. But it was very low key. It was very just on simmer for decades. And then it's coming to a boil right now.
It totally is. There are Reddit subgroups that are like, I'm getting vibes, bad vibes, good vibes. I mean, it makes perfect sense that it's arising alongside things like astrology and this sort of the general woo-woo-ification of society that's happening right now. But yeah, vibes. Vibes are a thing. A vibe shift is happening. A vibe shift is to be endured and powered through. Mm. And apparently it is okay to base life decisions now and up to and including shift. Capital allocation.
Wow.
On vibes and vibe shifting.
Do you do that in meetings? Okay, so this is a great business plan. I feel solid fundamentals. Where's your vibe paper?
It's a vibe investment. Oh no, that like you that's when you don't have any fundamentals.
See your one sheet on vibes, please.
I think the vibe shift probably means that we're no longer investing just on vibes, but we hella were. Like,
yeah, we were. Wow. I feel like vibes is related to uncertain times. When you can't make sense of the world,
right?
You resort to vibes.
And astrology, which is also vibes.
Yep.
All of it is vibes.
Oh, totally. 100%.
Amazing.
That is my rising sign. Vibes.
Vibes. That's so awesome. I had somebody ask me the other day, what's your sign? And they meant, what's your Myers-Briggs?
Oh, the Myers-Briggs thing. Yeah. Yeah. That one's holding.
That sort of simultaneously woo-woo-ification. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I got something that'll take your mind off the vibes. Screen baseball. Brand new one of these opened up in Los Angeles in Koreatown. And I looked at it and thought, that's interesting because who opens an entertainment thing in a living with pandemic world? Only something that is really going to be popular, especially with young folks. So I looked it up and it's not new. It's been around for several years, but screen baseball is a batting cage without the cage, but with a big high definition, possibly 4K screen, usually 4K these days, I think. So that you see, you don't just get a pitching machine. You look as if you are hitting off of a person who is pitching to you.
Oh, that's kind of fun. So it's like, it's a sort of digital batting cage.
It's a, it's a digital indoor batting cage. And it kind of is a spin off of the indoor driving range, which has been around for a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's all kinds of spins on this where you can even have like games, you know, where like it's simulating a game and you're all the batters and cool stuff like that.
Wow. This seems fun. It seems like it's sort of in the axe throwing universe of sort of fun, vaguely physical activity, but you're inside and there's like drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you're, at least according to this article that you found, you're wearing a cute jumpsuit.
Yeah, sometimes, apparently.
It's not so sporty that you can't visual wear a cute jumpsuit.
Visual evidence implies that you might have a fun skirt and a halter top on.
Exactly.
I do not think that'll be me, but I do think I want to try this.
This does seem really fun, honestly. Like, that would just be a really fun night out.
Because it is the natural... the natural lineage of the karaoke room, right?
Oh yeah,
room where you do a thing and get drinks and food. Oh well, I'm tired of singing. Oh, how about golf driving range? Yeah, I'm tired of that. How about baseball? Great.
Yeah, this looks super fun. So apparently, it's been big in South Korea and Japan, and then where did you say it's open now? In LA?
In Koreatown in Los Angeles.
In Koreatown. Yeah,
they opened a new one.
Yes, get more popular. Let's go. Yeah. This seems unbelievably fun.
Next time you're in LA and you have some extra time, hit me up. We'll go do some screen baseball.
Oh my God, yes. Done. I might make a special trip just for
just
that.
For screen baseball. I'm in. Yeah, I'm into that.
Seems so fun. Little weekend visit.
Yeah. You get some snacks, some soju.
Amazing.
Some baseball. What's not to love?
Nothing. Nothing is not to love. That was a lot of double negative, but you know what I mean.
I did. It ended up 100% positive.
It did.
All the negatives canceling out.
All positivity. Hey, do you get a meal kit at all? Subscription meal kit?
No. I get the Tavalas.
Oh, right. You get the Tavalas.
Things, which are not meal kits. They're already pre-prepared. You have to do a little bit to them, though. But yeah. I have done the meal kits in the past because I've worked for shows that were sponsored by them, and I had to do them.
I know, totally. Yes. For a long time there, we all thought we knew the winner of the meal kit wars. But I'm here to declare that not only do we have a winner in the meal kit universe, but it's a bona fide thing. And that thing is HelloFresh.
HelloFresh was the one that sponsored us. So I take credit. If they had never sponsored Current Geek, they never would have won it.
They congratulations, HelloFresh. Anywhere. Well, and listen, I mean, Blue Apron started the podcast sponsorship train for the meal kit companies, but HelloFresh completed that journey.
Yeah.
And it's now to the point where it's actually pretty funny because it's now to the point where my son, his dad, at his dad's house, they switched from Sunbasket to HelloFresh because HelloFresh is the only one that's just reliably good. And now he keeps I'll be like, do you want the, steakhouse pork chops? And he's like, I had those last night at dad's. Now we have all the same meals.
Oh, but, right.
But the reason I say it's a thing is because I am just seeing more and more and more consumers getting it. I got it for my mom. I think as meal kits go, it's the one that you can get for kind of your aging parents who want, it turns out meal kits are a really good senior type of gift because cooking is kind of hard. It's all measured for them. It gets them healthy food. It's really useful.
Yeah. But also worry about stuff going bad in the fridge because they bought too much for a recipe or whatever. Yeah.
And it just and they don't have to go to the store because they might not be as mobile, and it's super useful in that way. But also that I was I'm kind of obsessed with this one Tex-Mex paste that they keep sending me. I wonder if they can find a recipe. And then that's when I found the HelloFresh subreddit. People literally post fan pictures of their HelloFresh meals after they make them.
So Blue Apron was first out of the gate for me. I don't know if they were first out of the gate altogether, but that was the first one I ran into because Eileen was staying in an Airbnb for work in New York City, and the Airbnb host forgot to redirect their Blue Apron. And so it showed up and they're like, yeah, just go ahead and eat it. So I guess we'll try this thing. But then, HelloFresh was the one I had the most experience with. And it does look like HelloFresh just ate Blue Apron's dinner, lunch, and any other meal that it would send.
It really, really did. And now it's becoming this is not supposed to be an ad for HelloFresh. It's just the one that's taking over. And it's sort of it's the one that's taking over when nobody was quite sure if anybody was going to ever win this.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the one that did. And it's not a huge Reddit community. It's 30,000. It's not massive. But it has a fan base.
So this Bloomberg chart, kind of just eyeballing it, looks like HelloFresh took their audience from Sunbasket and Blue Apron, whereas these lesser known ones lesser known to me, Home Chef kind of stayed pretty constant. Whatever it's got going on is different enough that it's not susceptible to the Sunbasket, Blue Apron, HelloFresh switcheroo.
Just cannibalism.
And then
straight
there's this
up
little one that's Marley Spoon that's also. It grew a little in 2020 and then went back in 2021, but it's not losing. It's just, holding out.
Maybe I'm going to have to try Home Chef but it also is fascinating.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to check out Home Chef.
It keeps people loyal.
I don't know because literally as I said that, I was like, ooh, but no.
Get 16 free meals from Home Chef.
I mean, also HelloFresh just totally bait and switches people in with their free meal things. I think that's also how they get you.
Just eyeballing it kind of looks like HelloFresh.
So. Well, okay. So that's the other thing I discovered is I think HelloFresh might be vertically integrating because my ex-husband and his wife were getting one of the other ones. Maybe it was Sunbasket or maybe it was even Home Chef. What if Home Chef and HelloFresh are the same business? I don't know. But they had a recipe that was like, it was the same. I was like, wait, is there a ghost kitchen for meal deliveries? HelloFresh.
Yeah. I wonder if Home Chef is code sharing. Home Chef is Kroger. So it's not, HelloFresh.
Interesting.
And so that would explain how it's able to hold off is people who are Krogering or right. Ralph's or any of the other sub brands of Kroger are probably picking it up there and getting into the ecosystem. It's like, oh, it's the one that's in my, you know, my local grocer's case. Yeah.
Morley, everybody's heard of it.
Morley is Martha Stewart.
Oh,
so that's why that's got its solid, like Martha Stewart fans.
Yeah. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyway,
fascinating.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, it's like you never know what it's going to be. I think partly it's probably all those coupons that they send to every box. There's like, you know, give this many free boxes to your friends or whatever. Just know that they're like, not actually. I think that's never worked out.
All right. HelloFresh. Yeah.
But yeah. It's a spot. Thing. And then quickly before we move on to the feedback, I just want to do a quick thing for frickin' Mation, my lord. We sort of did this last week with like a thing that we talked about, and we just want to acknowledge that we talked about that thing because it's such a damn big thing that like we didn't want to, we want the credit. I'm going to do a quick find and try to find out when we talked about this. But I remember talking about keyboards, mechanical keyboards specifically being this like big thing. And oh my goodness, are they freaking ever. There are like a million YouTube channels. I think it's like bigger than a niche thing, the buying and customizing gaming keyboards.
Yeah, we talked about this because I remember talking about how Eileen does it.
Yeah.
And we talked about it.
Yeah. I know. I'm trying to remember when it was. I think it was only a few months ago, but it's just gotten bigger.
Yeah.
In fact, if you could hear this right now.
What are you using?
It's the sound of the one that my son built for me because he wants to have like a side hustle.
Right. No, it must have been an email then.
Maybe it was an email. Yeah, I can't find it. But yeah, no. So he built me. Hold on. I got to bring up my specs. It's a YMDK Alice split board with Milky Browns and Gateron Browns. It's Tempest modded and foam modded with O-rings and it's hand lubed.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, not inexpensive. I like definitely staked this so that he could build a business.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And of course, I got like a fancy like braided cable. Hold on. I'm taking a photo of it. Currently, I have the red LED lights on in the back, but yeah, we had to go to Michael's we had to go to Home Depot so he could buy like shelf liner because apparently that's what you put in to make the sound just right. Like, I can't, it's almost indescribable what a big thing this is. It's crazy. Yeah.
So mechanical keyboards, thing-firmed.
Yeah.
Just thing-firmed. Heavily thing-firmed.
Heavily thing-firmed. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right, let's get to the feedback. Feedback did it's the thing.me. Jody wrote in on Takis, said, hi, Remoto. That's Rich Molly Tom.
Nice.
Love the mention of Takis. I remembered some Minneapolis youth had made a video about their love of hot Cheetos and Takis 8 years ago. I swear it was three, but time does its thing.
Wow. I remember the hot Cheetos and Takis. It wasn't that long ago.
Hot Cheetos got all the shine back then, though. Everybody talked more about the hot Cheetos than the Takis. Takis was just biding its time. Like, we're here too.
Oh, don't forget about us. Takis really took over. They put hot Cheetos in the ground.
Sorry, hot Cheetos.
Damn. You know what? You didn't innovate. You didn't come up with the blue.
Yeah.
The lime
cold
or whatever.
Cheetos now.
Blue thing. Yeah. Boom. Ouch. Tabitha in Middle Tennessee, where the hobbits live. What is the Middle Tennessee? Middle Tennessee.
Yes.
I love this. Yeah. Tabitha.
North of Mordor. And...
writes on a new thing. Hi there, Tom, Molly, and Rich. I would like to submit an up-and-coming thing Unbreaded. I keep seeing it pop up on Twitter and YouTube, and then I heard both my husband and brother use it within a day of each other. I offer the following as support: Urban Dictionary and a YouTube link. And hold on, I got to go to the Urban Dictionary link to find out what does it mean, like gluten-free?
To be free of worldly cares and aspirations, to no longer give a shit, unburdened, unshamed, free.
Wow.
Is it like
it's, maybe it's the evolution
That
became, of all out of Fs.
Yeah. I have no more breads to give.
Unbreaded. I like really thought that was just code for gluten-free.
Yeah, maybe wow. It's a confluence of all of those things.
To be free of worldly cares and aspirations. That's, I have never heard this, and I'm going to be on the lookout for it now. It's amazing. It feels, could it be related to sourdough? Like, but yeah, there are a couple of tweets. This is totes very unbreaded, says one person.
Free? Would that mean it's freeing?
I guess
if it is unbreaded.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Thank you, Tabitha, for this missive from Middle Tennessee. Spot. That's a good spot. Yeah. And I am going to keep my eyes peeled for it. I'm loving it.
There was also another, I'm trying to find it. There was another email that I wanted to make sure that we acknowledged, and I can't find it now.
Oh, okay. I'm typing. Can you tell?
Yeah. Can you just entertain people with your, yes.
Yeah.
It was Matthew, who had written in, and said that, regarding Mongolian heavy metal, he had written in April, of 2022, saying, I was getting back and listening to podcasts. Molly was praising Tom for his eclectic music takes and pointed out Mongolian heavy metal. I was the guy that sent you the email in which you both learned about Mongolian heavy
metal. Oh, amazing.
Since it was just about my only thing to be featured on the show, I'm a little defensive about it. He was
really nice. Like, don't take this away.
Yeah, please don't take this away.
We're sorry. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. So Matthew, I didn't want to forget to give you the credit for the Mongolian heavy metal.
Nice. Well done. Well done, sir. Keep the feedback coming. Feedback@itsathing.me. As you can see, we read it and even sometimes memorize it. Feedback@itsathing.me. Send us your things. Send us your thoughts. Send us your thing credit taking because, and I mean that in the nicest possible way,
absolutely.
Credit matters, people. Keep it coming. And of course, thank you to everybody who supports the show by listening. Yes, but also at patreon.com/itsathing, including the heroes. The weekly heroes of It's a Thing, which make one of our favorite segments possible. That segment, of course, being the shout outs.
This week's shout outs were inspired by last week's bonus content and are based on France's Constitutional Charter of 1814.
So there you go. I know it's a little on the nose. You all saw it coming. Producer Rich will try to be more eclectic and obscure next time. But off we go. While we have recognized that a free and monarchical constitution was necessary to meet the expectation of an enlightened Morris Jones, we have also been constrained to remember that our first duty towards Benjamin Forrest was to preserve, in their own interest, the rights and prerogatives of Lee Price. We have hoped that, taught by experience, Kevin Sill may be convinced that only the supreme Eric Duncan can give to institutions which it establishes the strength, permanence, and majesty with which Jake Woods is himself invested.
That thus, When the wisdom of Laura Abel freely coincides with the wish of Andrew Bradley, a constitutional charter can be of long duration, but that when violence wrests concessions from the feebleness of Miranda Janelle, public liberty is not less in danger than Joe Hood himself. In a word, we have sought the principles of the constitutional charter in the Louis Saint-Amour character and in the enduring examples of past Mike Akins. Thus, we have seen in the renewal of James C. Smith an institution truly national and one which must bind all the recollections with all the hopes in bringing together former and present David Grizzly Smiths.
Viva la France! Viva la France!
I'm not sure that was a French accent, but it was an accent.
It like it went places, but I'm here for it.
It was vaguely European.
I was on the train. I know. I thought about going full French accent, but I was like, can I maintain? I don't know.
The answer for me was no.
It's, you know, it's like, it's a it, bravo to you, sir, for trying. Bravo.
Show.
C'est incroyable. Merci pour écouter. It's a thing. Thank you for listening to It's a Thing. You can become a membre of It's a Thing and get access to cool stuff like our Discord and an ad-free RSS feed and a plus at patreon.com/It's a Thing.
Yes. Whatever the French word for electronic mail address that the institution lets you say, ours is feedback at itsathing.me.
See you next week.
Bye. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Hi. Oh my goodness, all the French is gone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.